Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes, Mark, you know why that shirt is not nice? Yeah, those who don't know, glory be to God. Yes, Oria, your mom will tell you why your dad is wearing what? A bad shirt. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, good to see all of you. Matthew, good to see you. Mr. Balo, you're welcome. I expected you to come and testify the good things you saw wherever you went. There are many. Okay. Hallelujah. But good to see you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, let's appreciate Grace Joy and the worship team for the great work that they have done. Okay? Grace Joy and the worship team, thank you so very much. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, I'm glad to hear the testimony from which boy? There is Ubuju. And yeah, so it was Ubuju is a older one. Okay, yes, so it's good to hear that. Okay, it's good to hear the testimony and also to kind of let me know that what I talked about last Sunday and the other Sunday was of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Yes, we should love Israel. Amen. We should love Israel and we should worship the God of Israel. Okay? The God of Israel, Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. We shouldn't worship any other gods. We shouldn't worship the God of, like, Toro. Hallelujah. Amen. We shouldn't. We shouldn't worship the God of Buganda. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We shouldn't worship any other gods. And there are consequences, of course, for doing that. Okay? The worst of them is ending up in hell. Amen? Hallelujah. So we are for Israel and we are for the God of Israel. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Now, we shall again we'll talk about that. Okay? In Revelations chapter 12, which we read last week, it says that, from verse 1 to 6, it says that, now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Okay? So this woman, just to let you know, and we shall see the evidence down, is this woman is the nation of Israel. Okay? Hence, the 12 stars. Because Israel was birthed out of the 12 sons of Israel. The 12 sons of Israel, or Israel, is also called the person called Israel. In the Bible, he had another name. Do you remember? Jacob. Okay? Jacobo. Hallelujah. Jacobo. Amen? Not Matthew. Glory be to God. Not what? Not Matthew, not Matthew, but Jacob, Jacobo. Okay, so this woman is Israel, okay? So the sun is like the father, the moon, the mother, okay? Then being with child, this woman, the nation of Israel, cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, and this is the devil, having seven heads, okay? The seven heads are talking about seven empires which have persecuted Israel throughout history. We're starting from when Israel, okay, the nation of Israel, was a slave in Egypt. So Egypt is empire number one. Okay, and these empires are involved with the dragon, the devil, because it was the devil who worked through them to persecute Israel. Glory be to God. And so, that dragon appears, isn't it? His head drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them down to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Okay? Now that child is Jesus. Because it is Jesus who's going to rule the whole world, okay? When he comes back. Glory be to God. Okay? And it is worth noticing that he's going to rule with a rod of iron. Okay? That means that his rulership will be tough. Glory be to God. It will be tough. Okay? Rod of iron, not with a reed. You know, eh? There are some of you who spank your children with reeds, with a carid. Never do this again. Never do this. Eh? Okay? But Jesus is going to reign with a rod of iron when he comes back. Okay? Now, why would he reign with a rod of iron when he's ruling over Christians, okay? Born again, you know? Okay? It is because, contrary to what many people think, when Jesus returns, okay, when he returns, he's going to rapture the saints. Okay? Then he will fight for Israel. Because remember, at that time, there shall be war. So he will come to fight for Israel, but also to take us home. All right? Then at a certain point, we shall return to reign with him on the earth. Okay, now this rod of iron shows that not all non-believers will die during that time. Glory be to God. Are you hearing me? And this is in your Bibles. Okay? There are some, not all people will die. Glory be to God. Okay, some will, that is why when he comes back, remember in Matthew 25, there will be a judging of nations. Okay? The Bible says that when he comes, he will sit on his throne and he will separate the sheep from the goat. Okay? He will judge the nations. Okay, so some people who are not even Christians will still exist in the earth. Glory be to God. All right? So that's why he will judge, he will reign with a rod of iron. Okay? The Bible says in Isaiah 2 that he will put an end to war. Glory be to God. There shall be no more war. Hallelujah. Now, it is those people who are not raptured, who didn't go to heaven, who are still in their unglorified bodies, who will give birth, you know, and populate the earth, okay? Now, some of them, during the reign of Jesus, will get saved. Some won't, okay? And it is those ones who won't, who, at the end of 1,000 years, okay, the devil will deceive them to go and fight Jesus. Glory be to God. At the end of the 1,000 years, remember, Jesus is going to reign for 1,000 years. Okay, so at the end of the 1,000 years, the Bible says that the enemy, the devil, who at the beginning of 1,000 years was bound, okay, in prison, remember,
will be released again. Then he will go forth, okay, in the four corners of the earth to deceive the nations, okay? So you see, he's deceiving some people who are anti-Jesus during the reign of Jesus. You get it? Hallelujah. Okay, so he will deceive them and then they will go to fight the Lord. Okay? And the good news is that will be the final battle. Glory be to God. Okay? And at the end of that, that is when now the whole earth, the new heavens and the new earth, okay, all evil at that point will be wiped out of the earth. Glory be to God. And then we shall live forever and ever with the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, that was for three. I don't know even where it came from. But it is good to read the Bible when you're thinking about what you're reading. Okay? Because where would Jesus come to reign over us? With a rod of iron. Twalokoka, we were raptured. We are no longer sinners. Our bodies have been changed. Okay? This shows that we shall not be the only ones in the earth at that time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, so he will reign, rule with a rod of iron. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. It will be, in quotes, another with Jesus from the one some of you know. Okay, this sweet Jesus. Glory be to God. When you see, he just comes and gives you a hug. He tells you, whatever you do, open me up for you. What? No problem. Okay? Hakuna matata. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? He will be a lion. Hallelujah. Okay? The lion of the tribe of Judah. Glory be to God. So this woman, the nation of Israel, bore a male child, who is Jesus, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Okay, just say, Jesus went to heaven, isn't it? Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. 3.5 years. 3.5 years of the tribulation. Glory be to God. So now this verse 6 is in the future. It is where? In the future. It is yet to come. Okay? It is yet to what? To come. And most probably, and it is in sync with the scriptures, Iranians will be involved. Glory be to God. Persia. Okay? The Bible has no word Iran. It is Persia. Every time, Grace Joy, when you read the Bible and you read Persia, that is Iran. Iran, which was in the process of making a nuclear bomb. Okay? And it was always clear why it wanted to make it, so that it can wipe Israel off the earth. Hallelujah. Okay? But we thank Mr. Trump. We thank Mr. who? Mr. Trump. Glory be to God. After the service, the men we shall gather somewhere. Then whoever will tell us how those jets were called what? You see, men are going to gather. Okay? Brother, you should hear about that what? Mission, the way it was carried out. Iran didn't know that it was coming. But they said that they suspected something might come. And they moved some of the, anyway, whatever. Okay? Yes. There are some jets which flew there, you know, which went some direction. Meanwhile, the real one, glory be to God. Anyway, so they
destroyed most of what Iran had done. Okay? Iran wanting to destroy the nation of Israel, the people of God. Hallelujah. So anyway, this tribulation will be 3.5 years. Glory be to God. The Antichrist will reign for 7 years. Okay? But in the middle of the 7 years, okay, he will show his true colors. Hallelujah. And persecution against Jews and against Christians, as we shall see, will begin. But it's important to note that the tribulation will be especially because of the Jews. Glory be to God. Because of the Jews. Hallelujah. Okay, because that's why in somewhere in Isaiah, I think, it is the tribulation is called Jacob's, what's the word? Do you remember I told you last week? Jacob's trouble. Okay, that's another term for the tribulation. Jacob's trouble. It's going to be bad. It is going to be what? It is going to be bad. What Hamas did 7th October, 2 years ago, was nothing. Okay? Was nothing compared to what is coming, what is written in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. So the woman fled. Okay? Fled out of Israel. But many Jews will be killed within Israel. But some will flee. Okay? Because it is impossible to kill all Jews. Okay? Because God made an oath. God made an oath that as long as the sun exists, the moon exists, and the stars exist, Israel shall never cease to be a nation. Glory be to God. Okay? Jeremiah 31, I think. Yeah, as long as you see the moon, as long as you see the sun, as long as you see the stars, okay, Israel shall forever shall always be in existence. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, verse 13 of the same chapter, okay? Hallelujah. Okay, now this begins after the dragon, the devil, has been cast down, okay? Then he says that now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman, Israel, okay, who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she's nourished a time, times and half a time, 3.5 years. Okay? So the serpent, the dragon, the devil, spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. So he goes after her. He goes after Israel during the tribulation. Okay? But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. The dragon was enraged with a woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring. Who are those? It is those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. Okay? For your information, that is you. Glory be to God. That is you. That is Buju. Okay? Buju and company. Hallelujah. That is you. Amen? Now, I need to emphasize that if you are anti-Israel, you are in the enemy's camp. You are on the enemy's side. Glory be to God. Okay? It is clear, very clear here. Okay? The enemy is anti-Israel. Why? Because she gave birth to Jesus. Okay? Hallelujah. So if you're anti-Israel, it means you are for the devil. Glory be to God. You are for the devil. Yes, you might be saved, but you are ignorant. Or you are in deception. You are in what? Deception. You're deceived. You're deceived. And probably the reason why you're deceived is because you don't read your Bible. You spend all your time on BBC and CNN. Hallelujah. And you'll be being deceived from there. Glory be to God. You spend your time in newspapers. Most of the world media is anti-Israel. Why? Because it is anti-Jesus. Glory be to God. Okay? And for your information, it is anti-you. You understand? So you decide to side with someone who's anti-you. You think they are for you. Glory be to God. It's like being a Democrat in the States. How can you be a Christian and you're a Democrat? Okay? You are pro-abortion. Killing innocent children. Children who can't defend themselves. Okay? Then you come, you start to deceive the world that you are for people. Human, you know, you're protecting people. But you have failed, you have refused. You have deliberately chosen not to protect the weakest, those who can't protect themselves, the children, the unborn. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm talking about Obama. Okay? Saying that he loves Africa so much because his dad was what? Roy Rodinga's over what? Okay? Okay, you see, okay, you know, but he loves people so much, okay, but he's like, the whole, you Africans, you should accept abortion, okay, he went around the world, the whole of Africa, pushing Africa to accept LGBTQ, okay, Obama, okay. Now, a good number of you are for him and we are for him simply because he has black blood. You see, when you start to whatever things, because only Mudugavu Munafe, because of history, we have made history, the first black Nafe, we have also ruled the what? The white man. You're being stupid. You're being what? Okay, maybe you're not being stupid, but you're being carnal. That's what the Bible says. You're carnal. You're what? You see, I remember when I think it was Abigail who was born and I went to the States to pick them up. I stayed at a hotel and I found a certain white lady there. Then we talked. She asked me where I'm from. I told her I'm from Uganda. You know, that time Obama was reigning, okay? Then because I'm black, she thought that when she talks about Obama, I'll be happy. I said, what, Obama, what, this man, what, you know, I looked at this woman, because she thought I was a racist, okay, and for black people only, you know, and for me, I was just sitting there, speaking, who knows, for me, I wasn't for Obama, glory be to God, I'm for Jesus, okay, whichever side Jesus is on, that is the side I am now, like in Uganda, okay, from a dream I had, from a dream Joseph Nsubuga had. Okay, I cannot be for Chagulai. Okay? Do you have that dream? Rachel, please, send that dream again. Okay? There are people here who have never what? Okay? In the dream, it will show that Chagulani is a dead man. All the people around him are dead, and the spirit of death with him. Hallelujah. Okay? Then now you expect me to support Chagulani. Okay? Because Museveni is very old. Look at the youth, you know, the young people. But you see, you cannot. Glory be to God. Anyway, you understand. Eh? Always, I tell you, but some of you are refused because you're always reading nonsense. Okay? Always find out which side God is on. Hallelujah. And go with that. Go with who? with that. Hallelujah. Amen. And you talk to some people, then they seem like they've gotten the sense about what? Which are good, but you discover later that they have never moved a footstep. Okay? One of them is my mother. One of them is my mother. Hi guy, talk to her. I tell her the dreams. Then she bees like what? But that's not correct, what? English, bees, what? But you understand. She bees like she has clerk. Next time you go to say, she's like, what? Hey, she's on book a day. What? Then you are, I thought I'd what? But you can see the spirit of Buganda. It's like veils up from what? From the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I mean, you're born, God has, please, Rachel, reshare Joseph Nsubuga's what? Yes. Okay? Do you know Joseph Nsubuga? You've heard of him? This is a young man who used to go underwater. Hallelujah. Okay? Met the devil. Gave him, you know, Yeah. So last year, was it last year? This year, when Chagulanyi was coming back from London, you remember? And they had mobilized tens of thousands of people to go to welcome him. Now, Joseph Nsubuga didn't know that. But that morning, he gets a dream. Okay? He gets a dream when a president who died a long time ago was coming to the... Anyway, but the dream was talking about Chagulanyi. And then, basically, there was a warning from heaven. He's a dead man. Okay, the people around him are dead. Okay, and he has a spirit of death about him. Okay? Then, Gwenoyanga, you know, Kati, you go tribal. Now, Nyankole, battle voice, they knew. You see, you go, instead of being, you see, these things, like, now, you can even see, like, it pains me. It pains me. You're talking to a believer, a Christian. Okay? Chakulembeza is tribe. That means that Christian, by the way, be careful with these things. That means that Christian, okay, let's say it's a Muganda, Nenga Akulembeza Buganda. Okay? Let me say, with Ted is a Mnyoro. Now, that means that Christian, at a certain point, they can go against you. You understand? Your brother, your sister in the Lord. But you can see, for them, the tribe thing is saying, that means at a certain point, they can betray, they can kill you, they can poison you. But they say, but Pastor, why are you saying those things? I'm telling you, I'm trying to show what, how stupid it is for anyone, a Christian in Uganda, okukulembeza tribe. You understand? But you understand? You can't do that. It is first Jesus. Glory be to God. It is first Jesus. Hallelujah. It is first Jesus, okay? Okay, we go where he goes. We are for what he's for. Hallelujah. Okay, you find a Christian. The first thing, Chakulembeza, is race. Race. I'm going to give Obama the vote because he's black. Can you imagine? Because he's black. Even when they tell you what the guy is going to bring, the evil is going to unleash in the earth, you're like, yeah, but he's black. And what are you going to gain from what? Reigning over the whites. And are you sure you're reigning over them? Glory be to God. The other man might just be what? A pawn. A puppet. Hallelujah. So, guys, tukulembeze chi Yesu. Glory be to God. Let all the Wachiga in this church say amen. God, Yesu.
Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen? So, you are anti-Israel. On that issue, you are for the devil. Hallelujah. You're for the devil. Not knowing that when he's done with Israel, he's coming for you. Do you understand? He's coming for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah? Pastor Kaye, hello. Very nice, what? Hallelujah. But you see, I'm not a politician. Okay? I'm like Trump. I'm not a politician. Hallelujah. And I don't know how to play those stupid games which can get people into hell. Amen? So, Israel, the devil goes against it because it gave birth to the male child, to Jesus. Okay? And that is also why he's anti you, because you are for that male child. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to read the genealogy of Jesus. Okay, number one, it will show you, number one, that Jesus indeed came from Israel. Hallelujah. Number two, we shall see three examples from there, okay, that will teach us that indeed we should be for the God of Israel, Jehovah, all right, and we shouldn't worship at any point any other gods. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So, the book, Matthew chapter 1 from verse 1. The book or the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of? Hallelujah. Uriah, who was the first king of Israel? Do you know? Shout. Be confident. Be confident. Abigail, who was the first king of Israel? Okay. Glory be to God. Okay, anyway, it was Saul, okay? But Saul was thrown out because he disobeyed God, and God brought David, okay? So David was a king through whom Jesus came. Now, here it is talking about David because it wants us to see that Jesus was indeed born a king. Glory be to God. Jesus was born a what? A king. Now, if you accepted Jesus as your Lord, as your king, that means you're supposed to obey him. Glory be to God. If you're not obeying him, then he's not your king. Hallelujah. Okay? This is very important. Kings are obeyed. Hallelujah. Disobedience always meant either you flee from that kingdom, you flee from Buganda, you flee from, was it Mukajanga? Eh? Robin, have you ever heard of a man called Mukajanga? Mukajanga was a chief executioner. His one was that mission of killing the Mukajanga. Hallelujah. Okay? Because they were disobeying the king. Okay? Yeah. The details are for another day. All right? Yeah. But of course, if the king is telling you to do something and against Jesus, then you as a Christian, your first allegiance is to Jesus. Then you disobey. If you die, you die. Hallelujah. So Jesus was born a king. That's why it is telling us that he was the son of David. Okay, now, Abraham begot Helen. Abraham begot who? Abraham begat Isaac. Okay, now here is where I need to talk about this. You see, this thing of saying that Muslims and what? Christians are on the same page. If you read the Quran, you realize it's like these guys are talking about another Abraham altogether. Okay, so they're talking about another Abraham. When you read the details of the Abraham in the Quran, it's like some other guy altogether. Okay? And now, they even change this. For them, they don't talk about Isaac. For them, they go via Ishmael. Okay? Hence, they circumvent the Jesus factor. Hallelujah. Okay? This Islam God is another God. It's a devil. It's a what? Hallelujah. That's why if you're planning to marry a Muslim, just know you're marrying a devil. Okay? And you should be ready for all the consequences of having the devil as your father-in-law. Hallelujah. Okay? So, Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. How many brothers? How many brothers? 12, Mr. Barlow? 12 brothers of Judah? 11, okay? And one sister, isn't it? Eh? Dada Moja. Isn't it? Dada Moja. Glory be to God. Bridget is lost. Dada means sister. Not father. Daddy, dada, dada. No, no, no. It means sister. In our language. Okay? Swahili. Amen? So then Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron. And Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Aminadab. Aminadab begot. And that one also begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Remember? Rahab, the prostitute. Okay? So Jesus' genealogy wasn't a celebrity, what? Wasn't a perfect one. Glory be to God. Okay? And so you should take heart if your genealogy has issues. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can find that Eyo at least equal. Hallelujah. Issues, man. Family issues, man. Issues which, you know, just for not what? Talking about. In fact, this is why people say that this is one of the ways you can see that the Bible is God's word. Because God didn't dark bad stuff. He put it there. Okay? Humans, now when you read sowing the mustard seed, remember a book written by a man. Okay? Mustard seed. There's no bad thing Museveni has ever done. Okay? Whatever went bad, it was a mistake of others. And he had warned them. He's like, you people, if we want, if we do this, this is bagenda ukutukuba. But they are no, then okay, let's do it. And then you see, but I told you. So that is human nature. You always, whatever, show yourself as the best thing that has ever happened. Okay, but God is like, no, I'm going to do everything. And I'm like, I'm not insecure. Hallelujah. Amen. So, there's a prostitute, Rahab. And so Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by who? Ruth. Obed, okay? Obed also, it has is related to the name. Anyway, Like it means a servant or a slave, okay? Or like to do work, okay? Those are the same consonants that are used to construct that word, okay? That's why now the Arabs who are related to the Jews, they have the name Abudu. Abudu. Okay? Abudu, okay? Like in Uganda, okay? Maybe in Arabic it is Abudu. I don't know, but it is the same what? It is the same whatever, which basically means a slave. Okay? Then, anyway, so Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. Then David the king begot Solomon. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah. Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. And Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz. All these are kings. All these are what? Kings. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Amon. And Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And the reason why they were carried to Babylon was because they had forsaken the one true God, their God. And they had begun to worship other gods, foreign gods. Amen? After they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. You remember that man? Regan. Do you remember that man? Zerubbabel. You find him in the what? In the book of Zechariah. When they came back from exile, he was a governor and was involved in rebuilding the temple. You've heard of the scripture, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Okay? That word, that message was sent to Zerubbabel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So every time you say, not by might, not by power, not by what? Anyway, you should remember that the first recipient of that message was Zerubbabel. Okay? Then God says, by my spirit. So he was going to build the temple, okay, in the midst of resistance. Okay? But God said, not by might, not by, but by my spirit. Amen? So, verse 13. Zerubbabel begot Abiud, Abiud begot Eliakim, Eliakim begot Azor, Azor begot Zadok, Zadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Eliud, Eliud begot Eliezer, Eliezer begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob. Now this is another Jacob. Hallelujah. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can see Jesus was a Jew, isn't it? You know that. Yeah, but it's important to read these scriptures which you always evade. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's a lot you can learn from that, isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, now let's look at Abraham. You remember, I told you the reason why we have read all of this was to show you, to prove to you that Jesus was born, he was birthed by Israel. Okay, he was a Jew. Okay, and that's why the devil hates Jews. So this was to prove that Jesus was a Jew. Amen. Number two, it is also to see some examples of people who basically were like, for us we shall worship the one true God. Okay, and we should emulate them. Isn't it? We should not in any way be seduced or be enticed. Okay, to be involved in practices of people who are worshiping other gods. Glory be to God. Okay, like Muslims. Okay? For example. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be, yes, we can be workmates, we can be schoolmates, we can be, you know, but we shouldn't be involved in their worshiping of their God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you also have other gods in Uganda. All these kingdoms have their what? Their batchways. Okay? Hallelujah. Your clans have their gods, okay, with demons. Okay? When you have a family gathering, you as a Christian, you who worships the one true God, the God of Israel, shouldn't be involved, okay, in worshiping those with demons. Hallelujah. All right? Glory be to God. Now, the first example is Abraham. Abraham. Joshua chapter 24 from verse 2. God says that, rather, and Joshua said to all the people, this is shortly before Joshua died, okay? He told the people that, thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. Hallelujah. So Abraham wasn't born in a family that worshipped the one true God. Hallelujah. Okay? Abraham's family, okay, you can say that they were devil worshippers. Glory be to God. They were what? Say it, because it's the truth. It's the truth. Nemutia. Kwanga, you have somehow in your minds, you have created this whatever of Abraham, who came from a perfect family. Family Awenga, the believer sinners. Hallelujah. But you see, that's not what the Bible says. Those are yours. Hallelujah. Those are whose? The Bible has said. Okay? They were devil worshippers. Glory be to God. But God says that, then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, Euphrates. Okay? Euphrates. Hallelujah. Yes, I think that divides like Israel from Iraq, I think. Iraq and Iran. Okay? Iraq, I think, first and foremost, and Syria. Isn't it, Mark? Hallelujah. Isn't that so? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you very soon I'm going to start bringing maps. We're going to get technology. Hallelujah. By the way, you click these things much better. Okay? Magara does them at Vine, and man, things will look, man. Hallelujah. Amen? So tell your what? Your wife to come up with a budget for that. Okay? Then we shall take it to the God of Israel. Glory be to God. When you go, when you see them, pictures come, you know? There's some people who are vision, you know, who learn better with pictures, not these talky words, you know. But if you bring pictures with nice colors, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, then I'll bring a map. And so, God says, I took your father Abraham from the other side and multiplied his descendants and gave him the land. You remember Genesis 12, God comes and tells Abraham that, depart from your country, from your family, from your kinship. Okay? And Abraham, what? So Abraham, in a sense, dissociated himself from the worship of foreign gods. Hallelujah. And he went and served the one true God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He left his family as the Lord who told him. Glory be to God. Amen. Are you ready to go against your family? Okay. When it comes to the worship of other gods. Amen. Young ladies, are you against to go against singers when they tell you to do things which are anti-Jesus? But then they tell that this is our culture. Glory be to God. By the way, there's someone who told me, was it Joanne or whoever, years ago, okay, that ladies who, you know, you want your daughters to be maids, what, you know? And that's good. So, you're like, hey, it is ungodly for a child to be a maid. No. Okay? But someone say that when you send them in the morning to do their hair, you send them, again, they're going to be with a bride as they do their hair. There's someone who told me that sometimes where they go, there are those singers, okay, who are with the brides, you know. I mean, they're taken also, and kids are made to do what? Some things. Basically, witchcraft. But for you at home, because you have to sleep in, you don't know where they have taken what? Your daughter. And so, be careful. Be what? Be careful. You have a daughter. And obviously, like all mothers, you would want your daughter to also be a maid. Some, you know, a wedding. Amen? So be, if you are, it's good you go along or you entrust the your daughter with a sister or whatever who you know what Jesus for real. There are those who say, well, for Jesus, when they reach a place of compromise, say, I mean, even God knows, I mean, when this world, where, okay, because they want to keep peace. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes, I remember years ago, I was at uni, I just gotten saved. Okay, now, my dad, at that time, was involved in the Kingdom of Toro stuff. In fact, he was rather like deputy minister of cultural affairs or something like that. So anyway, there was Empango. Empango is a coronation ceremony, you know, that anniversary. Okay, so I remember we went with a certain sister of mine with my dad because we had to see relatives, land, and you know. But also, for him, he was going to attend the coronation ceremony. And so we were with him. Then at one point, we went with him to what? To the, what is that place called? Is there Mtoro here? And the palace where the function was. Now, when we got there, you could obviously see that, man, this stuff is demonic. Okay? Demonic. Okay, but now they're saying that because of what Yem Toro, you know, kingdom, you have to what, do what, kneel, bow, what, you know. I'm like, I'm not doing this nonsense. Nenga nakarokoka. Hallelujah. I'm like, I ain't gonna do what? I ain't gonna do. Christina, do you know how to talk like that? Your sister hasn't yet taught you. Ain't gonna do nothing. Ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah? Lydia says that Mark Unamaya knows that language very well. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that stuff. So what I decided to do, I just told my dad that, you know what? See you. We shall link up later. Glory be to God. Nengenda, I even don't know where I went. Hallelujah. But I'm like, I'm not going to be. Because at that time I realized what? Jesus. Okay. In fact, I was at the service before they went to the palace at, I think it's called St. John. Okay. Now,
This is why like the Church of Uganda, there's many Christians, but they also disappoint. Because even you see now, the king first comes to there for service, to worship God. But even the way he comes, you can obviously see that this is not right. Comes with guys, what, with back cloth and what, some hides and skins. You know, you can lose these guys are not Christian. They're just witches. Never them mukanisa for the service. Okay? And this, in fact, worse stuff happens with the Buganda kingdom. Basokiroba kanisa, then they go to Nagalabi, or the other way around. You can obviously see this stuff, man. But, Judge, anyway, I just don't. Anyway, they disappoint at times. Hallelujah. Why not make a stand that no, only the God of what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's just politics. It's just what? Politics. And some people are not even born again. Okay? Binevia yes, it is just lip service. Nemo mtima gwawe. Lubali, what? Lubali. Oyo, Jesus wabazungu. Azungu wabali. Tebanaja. Didn't we have our God? That is also by the Museveni is what? The way he thinks. Huh? Even the King of England. But they say that they are the head of the church. And this man, your friend, he had a dream. Remember when the queen, was being buried, any of that burial, whatever, same way, you saw demons coming out of her body. I'm ready to die for my queen. Man, for me, I'm not ready to die for anyone. Hallelujah. I'm ready to die for Jesus. Can't die for 70. I can't die for whoever will be the president at one point. Okay? I can only die for truth. Hallelujah. Like Buju and Lydia. Glory be to God. First of all, you know, these things, Temuchisusa, these tribal and country things, Temuchisusa, don't go beyond someone. Okay? So, you are what? You are ready to die for Toro. You're ready to, you know? But are you sure I am Toro? You understand? Because your grandfather could have come from Buganda back in the day before the white man came, or even when the white man had come. Okay? The other day, I was standing at my gate as I usually do. Okay? Then I'm standing there, okay, like I'm on my phone. Then I see a young man, like he's an askari. Okay, he had returned the gun to a certain house in the estate where they keep them, okay? And I heard him on phone speaking Rutoro. So I decided to wait for him. So now when then I'm like, hey, what? I came back, you know, then the guy was shocked, man. Then I told him, yes, I heard you on phone speaking Rutoro. I am Toro, then I said yes. And so we began talking. Then at a certain point, there's something I asked him. And I told him, but you don't look like a typical Mtoro. Then the guy said, no. But by the way, all this jazz, Mwanga, all this jazz is in Rutoro. Okay? So the guy said, now, to tell you the truth, I'm not a real Mtoro. We just became Batoro. Okay? Say, my father was from Rwanda. Okay? But now he became a Mtoro, and now we even have what? A clan. To a Dilanchima. Anyway.
Then I asked him, hey, so you can't beat a monkey? We stoned a monkey. Then the guy says, for what? What has it done to you? You could see the guy now was getting very, like, emotional. A monkey, what has it done to you? But you see, now I saw a guy who's very emotional about what? Stoning a monkey when it is eating someone's what? Or crops. Okay? But the man is not really a monkey. But he's like, you see what I mean? Eh? So he's ready to beat someone who's stoning a monkey. Okay? But when you go just to his dad was not in the monkey things. He just entered. You see what I mean? Eh? But now the guy is ready to die for they call it what in Uganda? Echikachenchima. Aha. Echikachenchima is ready to die for. He's ready to beat up people who are beating, rather, stoning monkeys. But just a few years ago, he wasn't into that. But now he's ready to die for it. You see what I mean? Okay? There are these, especially these what? Or tribes or regions that are bordering borders. Okay? Now, like Bundibujo, Ukasese, Arua, some people Nacholi, Busia, Uksoro, Mukula, Mutukula. Those border what? Now you see this border guy is like, I'm ready to die for my country, Uganda. Okay? These Tanzanians, you know, But you see, your dad a few years ago crossed the border into Uganda. He was in Tanzania. Then because of maybe business or whatever, or cows. He was looking after his cows and there was free grass in Uganda. He crossed. You see what I mean? Eh? Now you're ready to die for that. Yet even the white man just came and drew some line. Okay? You remember this guy, Awori? There was an MP in Uganda called Agre Awori. The time when he was an MP in Uganda, okay, his brother was an MP in Kenya. Kubali Bavari Busia. Who, you know, so his brother at a certain point became a Kenyan. Just, you know, Honoyena Sigaka. He was the vice president, the worry guy. Katolava. If you find a worry, he's like, I'm ready to die for Tugenda Mulutalo against Kenya. I'm ready to die for, you know. And over nothing, for example, over nothing. Of course, if you're in the army or if you're like in authority, yes, you should work for your what? Your country. But things which are of no consequence, you there, what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But for Jesus, all of you should be ready to die if the opportunity presents itself. Glory be to God. Because Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is our Savior. And you see, when you die, it is not the end of you. Okay? Immediately you leave your body, you'll be with the Lord. Just like Buju dreamt, isn't it? Okay? Two, it says that, I think it is Philippians 1:21. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Glory be to God. Absent from what? The body, present with the Lord. That is if you are born again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So in Abraham, Yabivam, we're going to be a family. Bridget. You need to be a family. It's like, man, for me, I'm going with the one true God. Hallelujah. Namanya. Abraham was like, for me, I'm going with the one true God. Okay? And now we should emulate him. Okay? The first thing, chokulembeza. How do you say that in English? Okulembeza, eh? What you prioritize. But prioritize is light.
chokulembeza. Glory be to God. Like, first and for above all things. In fact, like the only thing. President. Yeah, but chokulem. Anyway, whatever. Glory be to God. Oh, it's Jesus. In fact, the only thing. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Jesus is our Savior. And when we depart from here, we shall always be with him. In fact, we shall be in a better world. Hallelujah. But mothers are like, but what about now, my children? My children, the man, the soul. Okay, to kill me for Jesus. Let me first deny so that I can first take care of my children. At least there I can die. My babies, but you see, Jesus will take care of them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus will take care of. Yesterday, I was listening to a story on YouTube. Okay? Patrick Wandera brought some guy, an ex, a Satanist. Okay? Oh, man, the devil can give people missions, man. This girl was going to become a big-time man of God in this city and was going to draw crowds. In fact, they told him that, you know, this thing of what? With shrines. That the devil has now changed tactics. Because there are people now who can't go to shrines because of education and, you know, eh? And then they're also born again. Those who are saved, they can't go. So what the devil has decided to do was, it is to bring shrines in the form of churches. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, we warn people about these things. Then they say, but you see, you're dividing the church. Mwero and Insta dividing. But you see, what we are exposing is not a church. You see, there's a difference. Okay? There's a difference when a certain true man of God, a certain true church has issues. Eh? Okay? But now these ones are not churches. They're shrines. Like Fanero, like Zoe, they're shrines. So those ones, there's no, well, what, why, your brother. No, 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 we're not brothers. We are not brothers. And this is what some of you and many people don't understand. Okay? This is not like me and Ubalo. Okay? I have, me and who? Okay, me and some Christian called X. Okay? Christian X has some issues, you know, like some sins. Now, for that one, yes, I guess it's wrong to go in there, what? The public and say, why was, you know, you see what I mean? That one is still a brother, but with what? Weaknesses. And we're supposed to help him. All right? But now, Uluvega and Imbonye, they are not brothers. That's a difference. They are not. They are not. That is from what I know. Glory be to God. From what God revealed to me and from... There are some things even I had last week. There's a young man who used to drive with what? Rebecca, who called me when he saw the articles I wrote the other week. Eh? Part one, part two, up to part five. He saw one of them, he called me. Anyway, so we met. The guy said, I'm so and so. I used to sit with Rebecca. We used to drive together. We used to eat together. Then the guy told me things. I'm like, man, this is so bad. If you keep quiet about, if you don't expose Urubega, you're basically working for his God. Man, deep things, man. Okay? The guy was there. Okay? One of the things he told me that one day he was in the what? Now, we've taken the what? Like a tangent. But it's important. And this information can help you to enlighten other what? Your family, your friends. So a guy said he was in a, it was a Thursday, he's there, of course, at the gathering. Then he begins to feel sleepy. Sleep was on his case, but they want to sleep. He asked what? Okay? But he's like, you know what? Let me at least take a nap for like, what? 2 minutes. So he closed his eyes. Now while he's napping, he gets like a dream or a vision. Meanwhile, his apostle is preaching. So he gets a dream, like a vision, when he took that nap. And in this experience, he saw a big snake on the what? Pulpit. Okay? Maybe like the one George one time saw with Mbonye. The guy saw a big snake. Okay? Now, this snake, its head was Urubega. Okay? Its head was what? Urubega. And now it was coming to swallow this young man. And that fear, the guy was, woke up. And he wakes up, and Urubega is preaching. So after the fellowship, he's driving with Urubega. Then he tells him that, man, I saw this thing, what I've told you. Then Urubega was like, you know, we're under attack. But this guy in his heart was like, what I've seen is of the Lord. You understand? Then, did I tell you guys about, I told some guys on Thursday, about what is that guy's name who used to be on Beat FM? Who I talked about? Aha. Balo, did you ever hear of a guy called Katongole Mtongole? He was a journalist, I think. I just used to hear of that name. Aha. So, that one time, and apparently these things are documented. One time, Katongole Mtongole, he's on radio. There's a certain radio called Beat FM. Okay? Then he says that Urubega or Ofanero went to, I think it was Ecuador, South America, and was with witches. Okay? And was given some whatever to come with homosexuality in the country, you know? Eh? And for those who know, Urubega is in those things. Okay? Together with Arak or Oriom Sajia, Welubaga. Anyway, so Katonga now he's saying it on radio. What Bamwa, what you know which nah. So that this guy then but before yeah, anyway, when this guy got to know about it, what Katonga Mtonga said, he remembered he got to learn that at around that time, okay, when Katongole Mtongole, we say that Urubega went to South America and was with witches, okay? That during that time, Urubega came on Thursday and he told people that were they Ukrisips or whatever? What did I say that day? Ukrisips. Aha. And they are called ghost what? Ghost Ukrisips. And they were in a packet. And he showed it to people. Ghost what? Then he said, I got them from South America. Okay? Then he said, now they are so bitter. If any of you can, if they test, and then they say they want to test more, I'll give that person $100. The guy even told you, ghost Ukrisips. Okay? Then Bagayo, me, why not? Then they came. People came, and everyone who would test and they want more, you give them $100. What? Then at some point, the money is finished. But what he wanted to do was done.
there was an agenda about that. Either it was an initiation. But anyway, that's what Rebecca did at that time, coincided with Katongole Mutongole thing of saying, this guy was, glory be to God. Now, it is this young man who used to be with Rebecca who's telling me this. We are the chief. Okay? The guy told me things Rebecca used to say. And you used to tell him, and girls, does a man of God say these things? Does a man of God do these things? I'm telling you, then Katongole, what, says that he was given 50 million shillings to stop talking about that stuff. Then he said, Nayezo, unze, utezimala. Okay? Then now this young man got Katongole Mutongole's number and called him. Because he's the kind of guy who wants to get to really get the truth. He called him. He's like, you say this and this and this. Is it true? Then the guy refused to tell him. But then Katongole Mutongole just said that, you know what? These big churches, the only advice I give you, young man, leave them alone. The only advice I'm giving you, but concerning what you've asked me, I won't give you an answer. But I'm giving you advice. Worship your God. But you can see in a nutshell, he was basically telling him what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, you see now, that's the point. This guy is not a brother. This is a devil. So you cannot say, Akati, what? No, you're dividing the church. No, that's not a church. That's a shrine. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. That is different. It's different from if, let's say, like Serada, okay, has issues. That's a different thing. Kati your brother. Kati brother, you grandenga brother. Bomogirako, maybe you even don't say his name because brother, you are. No. Anyway, you understand. You're trying to help a brother to, you know. That's different. The others are what? Don't think of my, you're talking about a man of God. What? That's stupidity. These are not men of God. Like Arake. Arake is not a man of God. Hallelujah. He was once upon a time. Glory be to God. And so, who was it? Abraham left his work. He at home for the sake of the one true God. Are you ready to do that? Okay. Then you remember Ruth. Remember? Talk about Ruth. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, Ruth told the mother-in-law, because the mother-in-law was going back to Israel, and told Ruth and another lady that you guys stay in your country, Moab. For me, I'm going back. Ruth was like, no. Okay? Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will. Wherever you lodge, I will. Your people shall be my. Talking about the Jews, okay? Then he says that, and your God will be my God. So Ruth is ready to leave the gods of Moab, okay, to go with the God of what? Of Israel. Okay? Helen, let's say Ruth was a Muganda. She's ready to leave Balubali to go with the God of Israel. Katonda we gwange dala. Okay? But, because you know that he is the only true God. When I just got born again, I learned, I had many things. One of the things I had, I was told by someone, is that Baganda have a saying, okay? Like, I don't know if there's anyone here who
who knows it. And the saying say, and that the Baganda say, Balubale Bata. Remember? The Lubale is as for children, as for blood. You know? So they say that, Balubale Bata, na ye katonda we butonda. Yetata. Have you heard about a thing like that? Katonda we butonda. So you can see, the Baganda had this knowledge that there's another God, a good one. Katonda we butonda, the God of creation, for him is not bad. He doesn't ask for human sacrifice. So back in the day, they had this thing in their hearts that there's another God, a good one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is where we thank the white man for coming to tell us about the one true God. Pan-Africanism. That what our African gods, those are yours. I'm not with you. You Africa now, or you Wabazungu. Wapi, those are yours. For me, I'm going with the one. The God the Bazungos brought. God used them to let us know that he's the one true God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. One time I was on YouTube and I talked about, because the person on YouTube was what? Promoting the whole thing, African identity, what this white man's God, you know. Then I wrote, I was like, no, why Jesus? Why, eh? Then someone abused me. Eh? Who has told you to give us advice? What? But they are also advising us, isn't it? Now also respond. Some guy from which country, of course, when you're on YouTube, you don't know. Abuse me. Who has asked you for your opinion or what? Then I wrote back, the God of Israel. And when you add that one, the God of Israel, you make even things worse. When you just say God, Jesus, but you add of Israel, they will bring you videos. It's the God of Israel, the one who's telling them to kill babies, what? Glory be to God. And so Ruth, a Moabite, was like, for me, I'm going with the God of Israel. All right? And she joined them. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, Solomon messed himself up. Okay? The scripture are there, 1 Kings 11, but I won't read it, but it's there. Solomon began with the one true God, but then his wives led him astray. Okay? Wives from other nations, and he became a worshiper of demons, foreign gods. Okay? And for that reason, God even cut part of the kingdom away from his son. Glory be to God. So there are consequences for departing from the one true God, okay? From associating with demons, with Yobu gods, Yobu clan gods, with the Allah. There are consequences. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be firm in the Lord. Hallelujah. You understand? Okay? And this thing that especially in families, eh? Okay, those families at the end of the year, why you have a day, nemugenda mchalo, okugira ebijja, you get involved in witchcraft because you want to keep peace. You also just go out, you know. Then you're so bad, what? Then you put coffee over where? You're just what? You're worshiping demons. Please don't do that. Hallelujah. Don't do what? Don't do that. Okay? As I end, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. The Bible says that do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Don't be too close to people who are worshiping other gods. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Okay, this is a demon. What part has a believer with an unbeliever? Okay? You see? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
Okay?
You like, man, for me, I just escorted my friend to the mosque, over to their family things. You're what? What you're doing is not good. Hallelujah. Then God says in verse 17 that therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you get involved in other gods, okay, you have just rejected Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You have just rejected Jesus, he who came from Israel. Glory be to God. If you go with Allah, you've just rejected Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Children, you remember I told you last week that there's a country called Israel? Yes. The God of Israel is our God. The God of heaven and earth. He's a God of Israel and is our God. That's why we love Israel. Okay? And Jesus came from that nation called Israel. And that's why the devil hates Israel. Because Jesus came from them. Hallelujah. So always love Israel, children, okay? Pray for them. Pray for the war to end there. Pray for God to be good to them. Pray for them to get saved. Hallelujah. But never be anti-Israel, okay? Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.